رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي رب يسر ولا تعسر وتمم بالخير ربنا زدنا علما آمين يا رب العالمين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My little friends, I welcome you all to a wonderful series in which we learn more and more about Islam, inshallah, and connect ourselves to our Creator, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So before we begin and bring into focus the topic for today, inshallah, I'll recite to you a verse from the Quran and let me see if you recognize it. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين. Any guesses to which surah this beautiful verse belongs? Alhamdulillah, yes, you are right. Of course, this is Surah Al-Fatiha, which we recite in our prayer, in our salah, 5 times a day, alhamdulillah. We all have recited and listened to this verse numerous times until now, isn't it? But have you really pondered over this verse as to what it means, as to what it has hidden treasures in it? And specifically the word Alhamd, what does that mean? So without going into all the details and all the detailed explanation for this word Alhamd, we'll just go on to the explanation of this word as gratitude, shukr. You all must have known and learned many things, but shukr, gratitude, it is one such thing that you need not learn it. It is a feeling. It is an expression of your heart. No one has to teach you gratitude. No one has to teach you to be thankful, to be grateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is that feeling which emanates from your heart automatically. Once you start seeing Allah's qudrat, Allah's power, Allah's favors all over you. And did you know, gratitude, thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, being grateful to Him, this is one such deed that we can do at the level of excellence. Because this involves our emotions, our mind, it involves our heart and our mind. And so, in gratitude, we put over our emotions, our thoughts, all for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to Him. In the form of gratitude, in the form of thanking Him for every single thing that He has blessed us with. And you know, when truly we are grateful to Allah, this feeling of gratitude not just comes into our heart, but it gets expressed through our tongue and it reflects in our actions. To make it more simple, gratitude does not just stay into your heart. When you are grateful, when you are thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you start expressing it with your tongue. For example, just let's take a basic example. If someone offers you a glass of water, what do you automatically say? You say thank you, right? So that thank you from your lips, from your tongue, was not just a thank you. It actually felt in your heart. You actually felt grateful, thankful to the person within your heart, and then those words came over your tongue. Similarly, when you start seeing Allah's favors, Allah's innumerable blessings upon you, day and night, when you start experiencing them, in fact not experiencing, realizing them, then you can just not stop your tongue from thanking Him, because you have realized, you have understood the one who has bestowed you with that blessing. And then what you start doing is put your gratitude into your action by obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by following His commands, and this is the way you can truly thank Him. Let me just give you an example. If your mother asks you to do the dishes or get her a glass of water or help your little sister, and you just keep on saying, Mama, I love you, Mama, I love you. So, do you think would that be sufficient? If you just keep on saying her, I love you, and make her believe that you really love her, is that enough? No, it is not, because when you don't obey her, when you don't listen to her, then that means that you truly do not love her. Because what we do, what we act upon, is a reflection of what we think. Okay? Similarly, if we just thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our lips, saying thank you Allah, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, that would not be sufficient, because you are not doing anything in action to show your gratitude, your love towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Hence, gratitude is something that is not just restricted to the heart. It is not just the act of the heart. It actually is the act of the heart, the tongue, and it is reflected in your actions, in your ways, in your behavior. Now let's get on to the point of how to develop this attitude of gratitude. When we ponder over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's blessings upon us, that is the way we can increase more and more in gratitude towards Him. Because when you don't even realize, when you don't even look upon yourself, and when you don't try to even count the favors Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed you with, you think that it's just normal. You think it's not a big deal. But when you think deeply, when you actually develop the eye to see Allah's favors, Allah's blessings all around you, it is then when you realize its importance in your life. You know what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran? What Allah mentions in the Quran? He says in Surah Ibrahim, ayah number 7, and remember when your Lord proclaimed, if you are grateful, I'll surely increase you in favor. But if you deny, indeed, my punishment is severe. How wonderful. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, لَإِن شَكَرْتُمْ لَأَزِيدَنَّكُمْ. If you are grateful, I'll surely increase you in favor. Who amongst us would not like our favors to be increased, our blessings to be multiplied? We all would love to, right? So the key to that is gratefulness. Be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase us even more in the favor that He has already blessed. He'll increase us. So inshallah, in the next session, we'll go on pondering upon different blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so that we can increase in gratitude towards Him, inshallah. And before we conclude today's session, I have a wonderful dua to share with you. That is in the morning and evening azkar as well. The dua goes like this. Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin min khalqik faminka wahdaka la sharika lak falaka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukr. The translation for this is, O Allah, whatever blessing has been received by me or anyone of your creation is from you alone. You have no partner. All praise is for you and thanks is to you. Subhanallah, what a wonderful dua. And you know, whoever recites this in the morning has completed his obligation to thank Allah for that day. And whoever says it in the evening has completed his obligation for that night. Subhanallah. This is in Abu Dawud and An-Nisa'i. So that is such a beautiful dua that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam has taught us, alhamdulillah. So we need to inshallah inculcate this habit of reciting the morning and evening azkar, and especially because today you have learned about shukr, inshallah, you'll include this dua from today onwards, inshallah, in your morning and evening azkar, okay? And when you are reciting it in the morning, you will say, Allahumma ma asbaha bi min ni'matin, and the rest like that. And when you say this in the evening, you should say, Allahumma ma amsa bi min ni'matin aw bi ahadin, alright? Inshallah, we'll try to share this dua along with this translation on your website so that you can benefit and inshallah memorize it right from there. Nextly, there's a beautiful sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that I would like to share in regards to shukr, in regards to gratefulness, and that is prostration of gratefulness. This is such a wonderful thing. I really love this so much. Sajdat al-shukr is prescribed for anything that makes one happy, whether it is attaining some benefit or warding off some harm. The evidence for this is to be found in the ahadith and athar reports. Among the ahadith is the hadith of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, who said that when the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam heard any news that made him glad, he would fall down prostrating to Allah. May He be exalted. Subhanallah. You see, this sunnah is often neglected or forgotten. So inshallah, we need to revive this sunnah of sajdat al-shukr, the prostration of gratefulness. What you need to do is simply prostrate to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for anything that makes you happy, whether it is attaining some benefit or warding off some harm. So what you need to do is, according to some scholars, they say wudu and takbir is required. And some say that only first takbir is required, that is just saying Allahu Akbar and falling down in prostration. Now, in the sajda, in the prostration, you can simply recite this dua, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la, glory be to my Lord Most High, and then Allahumma laka sajadtu wa bika amantu wa laka aslamtu sajada wajhiya lilladhi khalaqahu وَصَوَّرَهُ وَشَقَّ سَمَعَهُ وَبَصَرَهُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. O Allah, unto You I prostrate, in You I believe, and to You I submit. My face is prostrated to the One who created and formed it, and gave it hearing and sight. Blessed be Allah, the best of creators. Subhanallah. Such a wonderful dua. You can see gratitude, shukr in this dua. This dua is full of shukr. It's drenched with gratefulness because it shows the slave of Allah immersed in humbleness, humbly submissive to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and thanking Him from the bottom of his heart. Subhanallah, what a wonderful dua Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us through Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is the same tasbih and prayer that we do while prostrating in prayer, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, I hope you all will memorize this. Inshallah, we'll try to put it up on your website so that you can benefit from both of these duas. So just make sure you remember to memorize these du'as at least over this weekend, inshallah. Because there are such wonderful du'as that will benefit you. And they are very simple as well. If you keep in mind the meaning, the translation, then you will find it very easy to memorize. And when you actually know the translation, you will feel, you will internalize its meaning while you're reciting it, alhamdulillah. So I hope this session was beneficial, inshallah. We'll continue the topic of shukr, gratefulness, in the next session, inshallah, with much more to learn and ponder over. You can do an activity with these two du'as by noting them on a paper. By writing them beautifully with your own little hands and decorating it. Because not everyone might be knowing of these du'as, right? The former du'a that I mentioned was in the morning and evening azkar, and the next du'a was while doing sujood, prostration. So not everyone might be familiar with this du'a, but when you actually make it with your own beautiful hands on a card paper or a chart paper, beautifully decorating it, inshallah, that would be really attractive for others to learn and benefit. Because when you actually put up such handouts in your home, over the fridge or table or anything of that sort, then inshallah it will grab everyone's attention, and whoever will learn this dua by looking at it, you will be inshallah sharing the reward for that. And indeed, it will serve as a reminder for you as well. So inshallah, I hope you all will do this activity, and please do email us your activity so that we can share it on the website and it can be a source of motivation inshallah for others as well. Barakumullah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us thank Him in the best of ways and be grateful to Him always for His blessings. Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan kathira. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.